This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Prime Minister in Armenia on Sunday signaled a major foreign policy shift away from Russia following Moscow's refusal to enter the latest conflict over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh. He told the nation in a major television address that his former Soviet republic's current foreign security alliances were ineffective and insufficient. Israeli forces killed two Palestinians, including a fighter of the Islamist Hamas group, this according to workers and Hamas. It happened during a raid on a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. President Joe Biden set to announce the opening of new U.S. embassies on Cook Islands and Niue on Monday, as the Democratic administration aims to demonstrate to Pacific Islanders that it remains committed to increasing American presence in the region. In the conflict between Canada and India, the U.S. ambassador to Canada has said that information shared from members of an intelligence-sharing alliance was part of what Prime Minister Trudeau used to make public allegations of the Indian government's possible involvement and the assassination of a Sikh Canadian. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. envoy spoke to Canadian CTV News Network but did not give more details. The full interview is airing this Sunday. A Canadian official told the Associated Press on Thursday that the allegation of India's involvement in the killing is based on surveillance of Indian diplomats in Canada, including intelligence provided by a major ally. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Authorities in Iran say they've neutralized 30 bombs meant to go off simultaneously. This is VOA News. New U.S. sanctions announced Friday will target an additional group of Haitians linked to gang violence that has destabilized the crisis-plagued nation. Sandra Lemaire explains.
In an exclusive interview with VOA Friday, Barbara Feinstein, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Caribbean Affairs and Haiti, announced new sanctions targeting Haitians responsible for destabilization of the country.
Secretary Blinken today announced the designation of five more individuals for visa restrictions, and this is part of our broader policy of trying to promote accountability in Haiti for those individuals who are supporting gangs and destabilizing the situation.
In the meantime, in his speech before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
Time grows short for the United States Congress to put together a plan to keep the U.S. government open. AP reporter Jackie Quinn says if they don't pass a new debt ceiling and budget, even a short-term one, the government will essentially run out of money.
There are conservative holdouts refusing to pass spending bills that the House Speaker earlier negotiated with the White House. So now, Indiana Republican Congresswoman Erin Houchin says they have to win approval where there's common ground, like defense and agriculture spending, to prevent a government shutdown.
This is a Republican perspective to stop gap and fund the government while we continue our work.
Her Louisiana colleague, Garrett Graves,
trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation.
A government shutdown would take effect October 1st if the House and Senate are unable to reach agreement on a government funding plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Security researchers say a leading Egyptian opposition politician was targeted with predator spyware after announcing a presidential bid. They say it's highly likely that Egyptian authorities were behind the hacking attempt. Its discovery by researchers at Citizen Lab and Google prompted Apple to rush out operating system updates for iPhones, iPads, Mac computers, and Apple Watches to patch vulnerabilities. This week, a Truman Capote story from early in his career will be published for the first time. It's from the 1950s. It's called Another Day in Paradise, written while he was living in Sicily. It'll appear in the Strand magazine. I'm Scott Walterman.